Fresh FM. Young hearts, fresh hits.
It is a beautiful witness day. And you cannot tell me to pronounce Wednesday otherwise, because at this point, it is what it is. It is cemented on the show. But yes, time is exactly 8:33 on Webuye's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. Hope and pray that you are safely at the office. You feel good and you are just ultimately just happy and ready to have yourself an amazing day. We did share with you a little bit early on that we're going to be having quite an interesting conversation that is with our friends and family that is from the Focus Academy. And right now I am joined by Efe and Dumo in studio. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The energy in your place is amazing.
Oh, yeah. And we have great lighting as well. I just have to put it out there. I remember there was a time that I was having an interview with someone, right? And he brought like a ring light and stuff because he was like, no, I need to go live. And you know, the light just has to be right. I'm like, we have all the light
here. It's amazing.
But yeah, so happy to have you here. How has the week been so far?
Yes, it's been very busy.
Okay.
Yeah, with the,
can you imagine?
With the preparation.
Yes.
You guys got me out of bed so early this morning.
Oh, yeah, we wake up at 4, so welcome to our world.
4 a.m. club.
Yeah, 4 a.m. club. Yeah, Dumo, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Good, good. Mm-hmm. What has been the best part of your week?
Well, I think we're looking forward so much to this because we've had, this is our second edition of the Spelltacular Spelling Spree.
Mm-hmm.
We had one last year.
It was
the maiden voyage, but so it's a little bit different, as you already mentioned. So the week has just been about that preparation.
It's just been about that
Saturday
preparation.
Just around the corner. Anyway.
Yes, the 15th of March is going to be quite a big day for you. How is the vibe on the ground, if you will, with the kids? Are they excited?
Oh, wow, it's amazing. Because we have to have workshops with the participants. So we have to go to the schools individually.
Yes.
Wow, the children.
Mm.
There's a school that has actually put a whole program together around the whole program. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, they've given the children mentors.
They even have a
I know, it's amazing. And you go in there and it just reignites the passion.
Because
you can see the children are so excited.
Mm.
They are just looking forward. They are holding this little, because they have to get the words as well.
So they're holding
their little books and they're just walking around. And they're like the VIPs of the schools because they've been handpicked by the schools.
Oh,
yes, because we can only take 5 contestants
for each school.
Children are like, you actually, at Eros, we had to ask them, we're like, they have 300 grade 7s. And we had 5 of them. And we asked the teacher and we're like, what is so different about this
five kids that you chose? And also, what I think the one thing that would have be on everybody's mind right now is just to know, why was it important for the Spelling Bee competition, though? Because, you know, like, we have a segment a little bit early on in the morning, Junior Fresh, and, you know, we ask, you know, spell this word for us, whatever it is, but it's not like a consistent thing that we do, right? I definitely struggle with spelling back in school, I'll tell you that. But why was it so important for this project or initiative for you?
Well, I think the answer will be quite simple. It's all based on that strategic element of growing and developing the children whilst they're still, you know, at early stages of development.
I mean,
I know most people that have been to VTC or universities or whatever, there's still people that are struggling with spelling
at
tertiary level. So now this particular setup of the Spelltacular, it's merely about ensuring that, you know, these people, they are, it takes iron to sharpen iron. They need to be at a certain level. Because already, I mean, the way that it's set up, it's elite schools or elite troops, so to say, you know. It's the best of the best, you know, creme de la creme kind of thing. So we want to ensure that already, imagine trying to make someone who's already the best at that particular environment against the best people in a different environment. So that healthy competition in terms of academic growth and academic excellence.
It's
the driving force behind the Spelltacular.
So you mentioned that it was the second one, or this will be the second one, because you hosted one last year as well, right? What was different? When you look back now, what was different last year that you would want to do a little bit differently this year, or that, you know, people can just be on the lookout for?
when we hosted the first one, we opened it up for feedback in terms of, tell us what you think about what we did. What we then did was, at that point, what we did was, we had two categories. So we had grouped the children into two categories.
Yeah.
But this event was big. And yeah, we like nice things and we like big things.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think when you come down to the passion and the desire, sometimes you pick out what is not working and you want to go fix that.
Yeah.
But you can't fix that on a big scale. You've got to go and find it from where you need to fix it from. So one of the things that we picked up, not even as the organizers, but from the children, was that we needed to make it a little bit more inclusive.
Yeah.
And we needed to find a platform on how we can really just encourage the children to keep going. I think one of the things that stops people from learning sometimes is because they are faced with an obstacle. They are faced with something that is very difficult. And immediately they get the obstacle, they need encouragement. Of course, we are driving towards, self-love, self-what-what. But we need a community. And we become the teachers, the people, the educators, the ones that are passionate enough to say, you can do it.
Yeah.
We can break that barrier for you. You can spell. You can write. You can talk. You can read. Because once you're faced with the initial thing, you're just like, I can't do it. And, you know, and when the children are small, it's easy for them to give up.
Yeah.
So we thought, let's make the series smaller. So we broke it down and we've just we've broken it down now. So we're running with the grades. So it's going to be grade 7, grade 6, grade 5, grade 4, grade 3, grade 2, and then we will have the grand finale. And that's what Duma was talking about. Now we're taking cream de la cream. It's, now it's fire based because this is so but what has happened is we have made it seem, and we are trying to create a platform that says you can also do it. This everyone is cream de la cream. So this is how we've packaged it. So each edition in the series right now is smaller. And
preparing for the big event.
Preparing for the big event. Yes.
And, you know, I think my takeaway right now that I'm also just as you're speaking right now, Ife, is I hope and pray actually in this moment for you and Dumo that you understand that you are laying a foundation with these kids that they will carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Yes, that's true. That's
profound. So and just really thinking about that right now, what does this initiative mean for you? I mean, obviously before we get to share the details of where you know it's happening and so forth, what does this initiative mean to you individually being a part of this competition or planning it, so to say?
Oof. It can be a bit of an emotional thing, especially when you know
we've got time.
When you
don't cry,
you know.
It's okay. No, it's a safe space. You know, and you know, the reason I'm asking this question also is just it's easy for people to create platforms and not necessarily share the backstory. But sometimes also when you share that backstory to a parent who's listening right now, they would probably even be eager to get their kids into spaces like this. Do you know what I mean?
That's correct.
Correct. So you can go ahead.
So, you know, because most of these initiatives, particularly the Spelltacular, it was born from a certain need, you know. I mean, we're coming from a pandemic period where in scholarly proceedings were quite interrupted, and looking at that and already like the Namibian education space, there's so much room for improvement. That improvement can only be because of such kind of initiatives or similar initiatives whereby somebody independently decides that, you know what, I've seen that this most of the kids have a challenge in this particular area. And for this one, it's literacy. As you said already, that I mean, it's not if you are in a position whereby you have the tools and you are graced with the resources to make a contribution like this in your different community.
Yes.
And I think also, like you said, there will be impact.
Yeah,
because I mean that's why it's a continuation from the previous one.
Yes,
said that also, including the very people on the ground in the community, the parents themselves. I mean, if the parents have bought into the idea, it means that they've also noticed the same challenges that Spelltacular is trying to address. So it's more of a strategic move. It's a long-term contract with society, whereby we are saying we are putting our heads on the chopping board for the sake of this particular generation becoming a more literate and a more can't find the right word, but you know, we that difference somebody has to take action.
Yeah.
It can't just end in the planning section where we just sit down, we put something on paper. We actually have to implement it.
We are
implementing it.
Okay.
And fantastic. For 2025 series, the implementation has started already.
Actual event
is on the 15th of March.
On Saturday. Efe, for you, what is this initiative? Like, what is it just, what does it mean to you?
So I wasn't always an educator.
Okay.
I have a marketing background as well as sort of an IT background as well.
Oh, okay.
So the education space for me, when I got into it, I didn't realize, I suppose looking back in retrospect now, I realized that it was a calling. And if you're called to do this, there's nothing. If you know, it's cliche when they say you must just follow your calling.
It's actually
quite cliche, but it's actually true.
Very true.
And so when I wake up, it wasn't difficult for me to get here this morning to come and talk about this. It wasn't because you can't stop it. Mm. I told someone, I'm like, my vision plays in my head like a movie.
Mm.
And then the admin part of it is like the interruptions, it's like the adverts.
But when
you work with the children, and then after a while you don't, I said to a teacher yesterday, I said, you don't even know when they change. You're praying and hoping that this thing is gonna work. This approach is gonna work. I'm going to be able to change this because this child doesn't need to go through what I went through or what is actually coming in the front because you are wise enough to see where it's coming from.
So
like Dumo said, I've never been really comfortable in spaces where people are always complaining and criticizing.
Yeah.
Because you can get drawn into that. It's just easier for me to do it.
Yeah.
Against all odds, I will just wake up and they know it. They actually know in the office.
Like, yeah.
So they just know it. They just know. I will just wake up and I'll just be like, guys, okay, this has to happen.
Let's just make it happen.
Yes. So for in terms of just pushing through, in terms of, we can't keep saying, oh, the education system, how can this child not be able to spell?
What can we do to contribute to?
So when we see those changes and when we see the parents coming back and when we see. Honestly, it's like magic. You actually have to be in the space to understand it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we even see who the child was in the beginning and then we actually become the ones who start saying, but put that child there to do that.
We soothe them.
Yes, we see the shift. And then we notice. And so for me, that's where it comes from.
Okay.
That's around me. They know it. Even my staff. They know it. Around me, you must change. Something must be different when I come into your life.
That impact.
You can't go through the difficulties that I probably went through. Or something that I can see.
Okay.
Or I've been given the ability to see.
All right. So we're running a little bit out of time. I just need you to share with us who the schools that are participating, obviously. I know that you mentioned Eros Primary School.
Yes.
And obviously the time of the event that will be happening on Saturday. So Dumo, schools that are going to be participating.
The schools that are participating, you've mentioned Eros Primary School.
Yes.
We've got KPC.
KPC.
Kleiner Professor.
Yes, one of our favorites also.
And we have Windhoek Gymnasium.
Yeah,
for
Windhoek
the first
Gymnasium.
Grade 7 series.
Okay.
And as we said already, these are the hand-picked.
The best of the best. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're handpicked. And imagine having to handpick from these above mentioned schools.
Yeah. Okay, so that's KPC Eros and Windhoek Gymnasium. Yes, all right. Yes. And then if you can just share the time and the date of, obviously we shared Saturday, right?
Date is Saturday the 15th of March.
Yes.
It's from 9 a.m. And then I think Madam Efe can just share the venue in terms of the specifications. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
All right, so it's going to be at the Evangelical Church, which is located on Jan Jonker and the corner of Jan Jonker and Van Colla.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That will be on Saturday.
On Saturday the 15th.
Yes. I mean, obviously from Fresh Breakfast and Fresh FM in general, thank you so much for just, you know, your hand in this. We know, and also because the two of us, especially on Fresh Breakfast, we're very passionate about our babies and our kids and just you need to pour into them, you know.
Sure.
But we commend you on the work that you're doing and we wish you nothing but the best for Saturday.
Thank you so much.
And please share the content after the fact. You know what I mean?
We'll do that.
Be sure to follow that. It's Focus Academy on all your social media platforms. It is always really imperative to just be updated with what this academies or, you know, just organizations like this are actually doing. So Efe and Dumo, have a fantastic day and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big Adventures.